You're listening to SBS News.
Italians will finally be able to reunite with loved ones and exercise outdoors with the easing of Europe's longest lockdown on Monday. Most shops will remain closed until May 18, with some cafes and restaurants limited to takeaway food. The continent's hardest hit country recorded its lowest daily death toll on Sunday. About 174 coronavirus deaths were recorded, bringing the total to more than 29,000 dead since the outbreak in March. Riccardo Rubecca is one of millions returning to work, but says operations at his steel plant won't resume business as usual.
What has changed are the close relationships between us. We always cooperate with each other, but we are much more careful, much more alert for what it concerns the contact and the communication.
From a small steel plant in Italy's north to an island off the south coast of England, communities around the world are learning to adapt to a new normal. Those on the Isle of Wight are taking part in the UK's coronavirus tracing scheme to be rolled out more widely by the end of the month. France will also begin testing their version of an app which will allow officials to alert residents once they have been in contact with positive coronavirus carriers. App testing on the British island comes as the government deflects questions over the country's coronavirus death toll. Criticism has been directed at officials for allowing the country to reach over 28,400 dead, the second highest death toll in Europe. British Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove says clarity will be achieved over time.
Undoubtedly, this government, like all governments, will have made mistakes, but it will be impossible to determine exactly which were the areas of gravest concern until sometime in the future when we have all the information that we need.
Across the Atlantic, tensions remain high. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has attracted more criticism for publicly defying health ministry advice. On the weekend, Mr. Bolsonaro joined hundreds of supporters on the streets to defy stay-at-home orders. It comes as mass graves are dug to accommodate a soaring number of dead in the country, now reaching 6,700. Over 270 deaths and 4,500 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the last 24 hours. Further north, debate as to the origin of the virus, which has swept the world, continues. United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there is significant amount of evidence that coronavirus came from a Chinese laboratory. Mr. Pompeo contradicted earlier findings from a top US spy agency that COVID-19 did not appear to be man-made or genetically modified. Mr. Pompeo says China has a history of problems, and the evidence suggests a laboratory in Wuhan is responsible.
These are not the first times that we've had a world exposed to viruses as a result of failures in a Chinese lab. And so while the intelligence community continues to do its work, they should continue to do that and verify so that we are certain. I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he is not drawing firm conclusions that coronavirus came from a lab. Canada is one of five Western countries, including Australia, investigating China's handling of the virus. A damning report from the Alliance leaked days ago found that China lied to the world about human-to-human transmission of COVID-19. The Prime Minister says he is working to find answers, but is focused on the health of Canadians for now, which includes investing more into virtual healthcare.
If we can use apps to order dinner and video chats to stay in touch with family, we can use new technology to keep each other healthy. By helping doctors run appointments online, you can stay safe at home while getting care, and our hospitals can stay focused on those who need it most.
The country has recorded almost 3,800 coronavirus deaths and more than 60,500 infections. While some of the most high-profile people in the world continue to question the source of COVID-19, the World Health Organization has reiterated the coronavirus was of natural origin. WHO's Maria Van Kerkhove says scientists are pursuing more information.
What we need to do is really understand what we call the intermediate host. What is the animal that was infected from bats that potentially infected humans? It's important that we know this because from a public health point of view, it's very important that we find the animal host so that we prevent this we call spillover.
Coronavirus has killed more than 247,300 people and infected over 3.5 million people worldwide. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.